This program is one in a series of shows produced by Latitude Nelson for nelsonnz.com to showcase the people and the places in the Nelson-Tasman region.
Hi, I'm Matt Laurie. In this program, we talk to Peter Adams of the Resurgence Lodge about somewhere to rest a while.
Well, originally I'm from the UK. We left there about 20 years ago, so we came to New Zealand 15 years ago. And I guess the thing that we loved about New Zealand was just the space and the sort of the freshness of the country. UK and Europe is very sort of, wrapped up in the old ideals. There's a lot of social structures and everyone is sort of tied into what they do. And coming to New Zealand, everything was fresh. You know, you didn't have that structure. You could do what you want. There was the space to do it. There's the freedom to do it. And, you know, everyone got on with everyone. It's just a great place to live.
And what is it about the top of the south that you love so much?
Oh, the top of the south. Well, we lived originally up in North Island, and we used to come down to South Island a lot to do tramping and cycling and sort of just general enjoying ourselves. And when we came to look at setting up a lodge, we looked at the various options about where we'd base ourselves. And the two which jumped out of us was Wanaka and the Nelson area. But we're not really big snow sport people. Wanaka we fear is going the same way as Queenstown, which we're not particularly keen on. And we love Nelson because you've got the walking, you've got the beaches, you've got the good weather, and you've got the great wine, you've got the food, and you've got a really neat mix of people like the artists and the potters and all the craft work.
And we've got great places to chill out, great places to rest a while, places like the Resurgence.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the great thing is that people come here and they can do something different every day. They can go walking one day, they can go and sit on the beach, they can go to wineries, they go up to Golden Bay, visit the craft shops, and it's a really neat place to do a variety of things.
So tell us a bit more about the Resurgence. So if we go and stay at the Resurgence, what sort of an experience do we have?
Oh, we're very relaxed. We've got lots of space. We're on 50 acres. We're at the end of the Rewalka Valley. But the thing that people come to us, I think, is for relaxation. We haven't got any neighbours. Well, we haven't got any neighbours we can see. We've got bush views. We've got lots of birds. We've got lots of trees. So it's about relaxation. It's about people enjoying themselves, having good food, having good wine, and being in a position where you can get out to the national parks very easily. We're, 15 minutes to Kaitaratara in the Abel Tasman, and we've got the Kaharangi National Park right on our doorstep.
Do you ever get people coming to stay with you, Peter, who actually live in Nelson, but they just need actually some time out and they need to be perhaps closer to the Abel Tasman, perhaps closer to nature than where they live?
Definitely. Yeah, especially during the winter months. But having said that, we've just had a couple who've come over for a weekend last weekend. So it happens right through. We focus on sort of the couples market, and quite often we get people who just want a weekend away from the kids. So they'll leave the kids with the grandparents, come over here, just have a weekend away, and then recharge the batteries and back into it.
Do you meet some interesting people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about it. Every night, we basically all sit down together for dinner. We do like a four-course set meal, but the conversations we have in the evening are just great. We've had journalists who've travelled the world. We've had TV reporters. We've even had Michael Campbell one evening. We have just a great mix of people.
Do you ever get tired of being the host?
Oh, it's the season is pretty full on. I mean, from December through to March, we basically get 2 or 3 days off, and the rest of the time we're working. It is tiring, but you get re-energized by the people. So we tend to have a bit of a siesta in the middle of the day just to recharge the batteries, and then come sort of 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, we're rested again.
Sounds very, very civilized. Do you sometimes find, though, that the guests don't want to leave?
Oh, yeah. We've had a few tears. But New Zealand's such a beautiful place. Most of our guests, about 80% of our guests, come from overseas. And they're on they want to see the whole of New Zealand. They're usually trying to do it too quickly. I mean, that's the biggest flaw, I think, with most foreign tourists is they think New Zealand is a small country. They see it next to Australia, and they think they can do the whole country in 2 or 3 weeks. But we encourage people, whenever people make a booking with us, we're always trying to educate them a little bit about, you know, sort of try and base yourself in a few destinations in New Zealand and really get to know the people.
Absolutely. I guess for some people, when they look at the world map, New Zealand looks a little small, especially compared to Australia. So they figure, a week, I'll see it all in a week.
Yeah. I mean, especially with Americans, where they've got limited vacation time. And they pop over here, and you know, some of them have done South Island in 5 days, and you think, what's the point? But hey, it gets them a little it's an eye opener. I mean, they see the country, they fall in love with it, and then when they've got a bit more time, they can come back and spend more time here.
Peter, what are your friends and family back in the UK? What do they make of what you and Claire are up to at the Resurgence?
Oh, well, family was quite an interesting one. Yeah, we both come from professional backgrounds. I used to work in sort of airlines, and Claire was in IT. And when we decided to do this, it was sort of, I think, quite hard for the parents to take. You know, it was seen as a bit of a change in our standing, as it were. But I think they've come to accept it. And with friends, it's quite interesting. When we have friends over, they come over, you know, reasonably regularly. They're always quite impressed at what the lifestyle we have and what we're doing. So I'm very relaxed with it. It's a great way to live. And it gets away from that 9-to-5 rut, which is the thing which I really hated about sort of corporate life.
Peter, you sound like a very healthy man.
Oh, thanks.
Living a healthy life in a healthy place.
Oh, it's a lovely place. I mean, it is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous part of the world.
And the Resurgence, the name, where did you get the name from?
Well, that was named after the Rewalka Resurgence. We were so lucky when we were looking for a place for the lodge. We had a good look round, and we desperately wanted to be near the Kaharangi National Park, because I love tramping and I love the wilderness. And we ended up at the very northern end, quite close to the Abel Tasman as well, which was very fortuitous, because that's the name that every foreign tourist knows. Nobody knows the Kaharangi. So we wound up between the two parks, which was a great location. And then as an added bonus, just at the end of the valley, we've got the Rewalka Resurgence, which is where the Rewalka River comes out of the Takia Hill, which is where it seeps through all the marble, hits the clay at the bottom of the valley, and just comes out, the whole river just comes out of a hole in the rock. And then when we were looking for names, there was a sign at the end of the Rewalka Valley Road which said, the Rewalka Resurgence. So we said, hey, that's a great name. And so we called ourselves the Rewalka Resurgence Lodge, and that was a bit of a mouthful, so we just shortened it to the Resurgence.
Sounds like a good name to me.
Very positive name. I mean, people don't really know what it means, but it sounds good.
It sounds great.
It does, yeah.
Hey, well, really nice talking to you, Peter.
And you.
And good luck with everything in the future.
Thanks very much,
and we hope that, you know, the tourism industry keeps bringing you very interesting guests.
Oh, it's been great this year, and, we're very positive for the future. I think this is a great part of the world, and I think the more the rest of the world discovers it, the more overseas tourists we're going to get.
We've been talking to Peter Adams from the Resurgence Lodge. I'm Matt Laurie.
You've been listening to one in a series of shows about the Nelson-Tasman region, produced by Latitude Nelson. All these programs are now online at nelsonnz.com.